American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Things got very heated yesterday in the White House press briefing room when reporters demanded answers from the White House press secretary regarding President Biden's mental fitness and a report that a neurologist visited the president on numerous occasions.
Could you state, like, very clearly, yes or no, was that expert here to participate in anything surrounding the care of the president of the United States?
So let me just say a couple of things. We have had a comprehensive, I just want to take another step back, comprehensive physical examination. The president has had that. We've given a comprehensive report.
Wait a second.
There's no reason to get back and go back and forth and be in this aggressive way.
Miffed around here about how information's been shared with the press corps about him.
We certainly could clear this all up just by saying what he was doing here and if it was connected to the president, yes or no.
I just want to take a step back for a second. Sometimes I don't have the information, and I will always, always admit that. But I do take offense to what was just happening at the beginning of this briefing. It's not okay.
Fox News contributor and Outkick host Tommy Lahren says the press secretary was obviously frustrated, but it is her responsibility to answer these questions.
This is just wholly unacceptable. But the American people and the press corps have every right to be asking these questions. I would just ask the other members of the press corps, beyond our own Peter Doocy and a couple of others, where have you been for the last 3.5 years? This is not new. You should have been asking these questions 3.5 years ago. This should have been a steady stream of questions every time Joe Biden had a major gaffe or a failing moment or wandered off into the abyss. You should have been asking these questions.
Florida Congressman Greg Stube says if some Democrats don't think Biden is mentally fit, then why is he allowed to hold the nuclear codes?
It's clear that Democrats, not just publicly but privately, have deep concerns. Well, if they have all these concerns, Republicans have had these concerns for years. I filed an impeachment resolution a year ago. So the corruption in the Biden crime family is okay. The Afghanistan, all of the horribles policies that they have, that's okay. The invasion of our southern border is okay. But suddenly he starts performing poorly on the national stage in a debate against Trump, and the numbers are showing that, and suddenly they're all calling for his ouster. Yet they're calling for his ouster, yet this guy still has the nuclear codes. So if they're saying that he can't be the nominee, he can't be president right now, which the hypocrisy on all of that is kind of interesting when you get into their arguments that he shouldn't serve another term. Well, then he shouldn't have the current nuclear codes right now.
And President Biden continues to face backlash over his debate performance. Former President Trump saying something was strange when the debate began.
When he started to speak, I don't know, I thought his voice was weak. I didn't know exactly what was happening. It was strange.
An Oregon mom is going before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals today. Chris Woodward tells us why.
Jessica Bates is a mother of five who wishes to adopt siblings from foster care. Bates is challenging an Oregon Department of Human Services rule that Bates says excludes her from adopting any child because she would not violate her religious beliefs to promote Oregon's radical gender ideology. Attorney Johannes Vidmom Delfons of Alliance Defending Freedom, the law firm representing Bates.
After she heard a broadcast about a man who had adopted from foster care, she felt that God had called her to adoption and she wanted to open her home to a sibling pair. But when she applied to Oregon's to become certified through Oregon's Department of Human Services, she learned that she had to agree to violate her beliefs about human sexuality, just to receive her license. The Department of Human Services told her that she had to agree to use the child's preferred pronouns. She even had to agree to take a child for procedures like cross-sex hormone shots and things of that nature, just to qualify to receive her certification.
Bates is asking the appeals court to allow her to obtain her certification free of discrimination while her lawsuit continues. I'm Chris Woodward.
American Family News is available online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.